Hey everybody, welcome to the Tarun Stevenson Leadership Channel bonus episode. This week I got to sit down with Pat Mesiti. Pat Mesiti is a world-renowned leadership, personal growth and wealth acceleration coach and speaker. He's written numerous books, sold over 1 million copies, bestsellers, and he's been involved in some of the largest organizations in Australia, including Hillsong, Youth Alive, and Teen Challenge, and been instrumental in their growth and success. He's now working as a wealth acceleration coach and advises business owners on how they can accelerate their business. And I wanted to sit down with him to talk about how businesses can pivot during these trying times of COVID-19 and the restrictions on business and what we can do to actually continue growing our businesses and our organizations. In particular, I want you to listen out for our conversation around attitude and mindset, because that's a specialty of Pat's, and what he has to share about attitude and mindset is really valuable. Unfortunately, during the interview, we had some internet dropouts and glitches, so I've had to edit the video up a little bit. You may notice that there's a few spliced scenes in there, but that's just to deal with the internet dropouts. But I didn't want to waste the episode because what he shares is really valuable. So I hope you get heaps out of it, and I hope you enjoy it heaps, the bonus episode. Hey everybody, Tarun here for Lead, Communicate, Grow, and with me today is Pat Mesiti. Pat Mesiti, say hi.
Hey Tarun, great to be on the podcast with you today.
So for people that have never met you before, why don't you tell us just a little bit about Pat? Who are you? What do you do? And maybe something interesting that we don't know about you.
But right now I teach in personal development. I teach in business formats. I teach on wealth creation strategies, help people become authors, speakers, coaches. And I've written 9 bestsellers, which have sold probably 1 million copies globally. Right. Not bad for a little Aussie author, and for a guy that couldn't really speak, you couldn't really read and write as a kid. So,
I've heard you say that a couple of times, and I find that hard to believe because, you know, when I hear you speak and when I've read your books, you are very articulate. You have a way with words. And for somebody who grew up struggling with words, I think it's it certainly doesn't show, that's for sure.
Look, I had a mouth on me. The words back then were probably words that I couldn't use today, but I always had a mouth on me, that's for sure. But I had to find a way. And I think a lot of times what we do as leaders, we've got to see it as a calling and as a gifting. And you'll do better if you function in your gift. You can teach a monkey a skill. Yeah. You can teach an elephant to lift his leg, but, you can't teach him an attitude. Yeah. An elephant can lift his leg and still be miserable, and we're in the circus.
Yeah.
I find a lot of people today do functions, but they're miserable. And it doesn't help, especially in this environment right now.
Yeah, for sure. And look, I think you raise a really interesting point is how your attitude affects what you're experiencing. I mean, life goes sideways for all sorts of reasons. Sometimes it goes sideways personally. Sometimes it's health. Sometimes it's things we don't even plan for. And I guess now is a perfect example of that, when nobody planned for it. Many, many businesses and organizations have suffered greatly. But I personally believe that there are two types of people in these kinds of situations. There are people that seem to come out of it doing really well, and there are some people that it absolutely devastates them and they never recover. What do you think that really comes down to?
There's actually the third person as well, Tarun. That's the person that's always done nothing, waiting for an excuse and happy to get double the dole. I was looking at statistics today. Gambling has grown 67%. 67%.
Is that right?
Alcohol, 68%, something like that.
Wow.
Ridiculous statistics. But look, I think in these environments, you've got a couple of things you've got to work out. Number one, what can I control and what can't I control? I can't control whether people follow the rules. I can't control whether this is going to end. I can't control who started this. And I can't control whether I should be punished for it. I can't control what my neighbors do. I can't control what the authorities do. But what I can control is my mindset. I can control, am I going to pivot and change? I can control my reactions. I can control my obedience to what needs to be done. And I've got to go inside for that. A lot of things that are outside of you, you're not going to control. We know this in business. We know this in life. We aren't responsible for what happens out there. We're responsible for what happens in here. And sure, it is difficult out there. And, you know, right now, I believe that with this coronavirus, the cure is causing more deaths than the problem. How many? 8,670 men committed suicide last year. And that's without this. How many people out there right now? We're not hearing these statistics. And this is why, for me, I have my own little ideas on what's going on and why it's going on. And what are we going to do that this doesn't happen again? See, what we can control is manufacturing in Australia, not having to rely on China. We can control that. We can control that we're not going to buy from them anymore.
Sure.
I mean, but we've got to work out in life and in business, what can I control? What can't I control? And the first thing you've got to get right is you've got to work on your headspace. That means you've got to feed your mind right now. Rather than complaining of what you can't do in your business, work out what you can do with your business. If you're a restaurant owner, can you do more deliveries? Can you market online? Can you look? My business from an events perspective was decimated. I can't get more than two people in a room. Well, where were we used to having 200-300? Well, that's just gone wiped out. So within 48 hours, pivot, change, get active, learn to hustle. For me, from the moment I get up till the moment I go to bed, I am working my business. I'm not waiting for it to come to me. I'm going out to get it. I mean, this is probably the seventh webinar I've done in the last 48 hours. And because the world is changing. Now, and I'll let Justin ask the question but in a minute, once we've changed, just realize, on every business owner get there, we're never going to go back to what it was. If you think that they're going to, roll back everything, forget it. It's not going to happen. And once things are instigated, hard to roll them back.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think we've got to acknowledge that these kinds of things reshape our whole society and our whole culture in ways that never return. I mean, you look at the history books, you look at World War II and how that just completely reshaped the way that we do life. And we're going through something that is, I think, a world changing event. And we've got to recognize that. We can't go back to the way we did things. I remember I was on tour when lockdown started to happen, and I did my last seminar in Canberra, and I landed in Brisbane, and I was walking up the causeway. I looked out the window and I saw dozens and dozens of planes that had been parked, and that you never normally see that many planes of an evening. And I said to myself, things are changing. You know, that was my moment where I realized, okay, this is going to upturn everything. And what do you say to the person when they have those moments? I mean, we've probably all had that moment where we realize things won't go back to normal. What's the internal process? You talked about feeding yourself, and I think that's really important, making sure you're listening to people that are going to build you up. One of the reasons I started this whole conversation is because I want to talk to people who are going to feed us with the right kind of attitude and right kind of mindset. But what are some other things you can do beyond feeding yourself internally to manage that moment, if you like?
Look, I think businesses and leaders have to prepare to hit the ground running. What are you going to do now? Life after there will never be life after corona. Look, it's not like the flu. You're never going to get rid of it. I don't care what they say. You're not going to do that. It's impossible. We'll learn to manage it, which sadly they're not learned to managing it. Zip my mouth. There were ways and things we could have done things, in my opinion, better. However, I'm not a government leader, so I'm not the leader of the country. But I think you've got to learn to prepare for a future. What's my future look like now that it's not going to be the same? What's my business going to look like now it's going to be the same? Well, okay, if you're a salon owner, you're only allowed X amount of people. Okay, well, how do I maximize my business? What can I do? Can I pivot my business to have my staff go out and work with people in their homes? Can I establish my salon a little bit different with all the restrictions that we've in place? It's the same thing. You know, people learning to work from home. It's probably as really good if you love working from home. It's really bad if you just bought a commercial building.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're in deep doo doo, and we've changed our business model a long time ago. We told people for years, get online, get on webinars. Now everyone's trying to catch up.
Yeah.
And so you got to look at life beyond that. I think it was Freddie Fittler, the New South Wales coach. I was watching him on a football show. He goes, yeah, but we're never going to get rid of this. So what's our life look like afterwards? And it was a great statement because it's like the flu. Forget it. You're always going to have
Sure.
Learning to think beyond that and learning to plan beyond that. And that's emotionally disturbing.
Yes.
Because change is not easy for people, especially when you're doing well and then, bang, you get sideswiped. It's like, wow, I just got married. Bang, my wife has cancer.
Yeah.
You know, you got to learn to pivot, change, adjust, analyze, get your emotions in check. And by the way, that's really easy to say. But it's bloody hard to do, and making sure that you're trying to be strategic more than you are emotional. All the emotional verbiage talking to the TV won't help. It'll raise your anxiety levels. It'll make you feel good, but it's not going to change anything out there. So, you know, prepare for the future. Get to a place where you're going to hit the ground running.
So talk to me more about that process of, you know, managing the emotion, because I think you and I are both on the same page where as speakers and as coaches, often we tell our audiences things that they should do, but then it's a whole other story when you have to do it yourself, when you're alone and there's no audience and you're sitting at home. What's the process of managing that emotion well so that it doesn't overcome you? For somebody that's never done it and never taught on it, how do you actually take the step of managing your emotions in healthy ways?
Look, I've probably hit the trifecta when number one, I'm an emotional person as it is.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm a very opinionated person. Number three, I'm Italian. So, you know, and sometimes I'm just angry. Other times I'm sad. Other times I'm a little bit confused. Other times I'm really scared. Other times I think, wow, this is a great day. Other times I go, wow, it's nice being at home, not traveling. Other times I go, get me the hell out of here. You know, I got a boat and a jet ski sitting out there and they tell me I can't use it because of social distancing. Well, you can't get more socially distanced than a person on his own on a jet ski in the middle of the water. Can someone explain that to me? Because I don't get it.
Yeah.
So I kind of go, who the frick came up with that one? You know?
Yeah.
So what you got to do, I don't encourage people not to feel the emotion.
Okay.
You've got to feel it, but you've got to get on top of it, not get on top of you.
Right.
You've got to get on top of the fear, don't let it get on top of you. You're not going to think clearly and you're not going to think strategically if you're in a melting pot of emotion gone crazy. You've got to watch your alcohol intake. You've got to watch... You know, are you walking? I mean, this morning I went for a walk. This morning I was on the phone to you, going for a walk, doing things that I've got to try and do to keep my mind active. You know, I think the other thing is gratefulness. Rather than thinking of what you don't have, what do you have? What are you grateful for? You know, are you praying? Are you meditating? What are you doing to get your mind active outside of, you know, the four walls? What are you doing besides, firstly, the other thing is I'd stop watching the damn news. That's one of the things I would do, just... 100%. I mean, they are majoring on drama. The news media are loving this. Firstly, they created half of the problem anyway and the drama, and they ought to be held to account for it because you never hear recovery rates. You never hear, oh, we're flattening the curve. Yeah, you're flattening the curve, but you killed the economy. I mean, how's that work?
Sure.
You know, you're flattening the curve, but you got more men committing suicide. So, and you know, these are real things. Right now, there's a groundswell of anger among people. I'm telling you right now. And people got to learn to feel that, but you just can't go there. And again, it gets back to what can I control? What can I control? What can I do actively to keep my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit up and be creative out there. The way you can fix your emotions, be creative, be proactive. You know, what can you do? What can you study? What business can I start? You know, if someone out there they've just got the dole, they doubled the dole on people, and you know, all of a sudden, well, what are you doing with that money? Why don't you try and invest in a small business or do something like that? You know, so
I love that you said do something. And one of the things I've enjoyed watching is you've started a cooking show on your channel.
Oh, I did about three shows. Matter of fact, today I'm going to make focaccia, but I won't do that because I've never done it before.
There you go.
But I've started a thing called Five at Five on my Facebook Live. Yeah. Just 5 minutes. And you know, I look forward to it. It's 5 minutes every day. I started a 30K in 30-day challenge. We've got over nearly 4,000 hits on YouTube just about an overnight.
There you go.
We're about to launch something in spiritual dynamic as well. So it's keeping yourself, you know, active and moving. So
do something to move the needle forward is what I like to say. And and I love the way that I've been watching how you're doing that. You're just putting lines in the water, and you're just waiting for something to catch on. And I think that. Yeah, something's going to bite if you're proactive. And I, if you're a student of history, I love to read history, and I find that whenever the world has gone through these catastrophic changes, somebody always emerges successful because they spent that time putting lines in the water. And
There's a lot of pharmaceutical companies and people with hidden interests that are going to be very successful.
Well, that's true too. We could go down that track if you want. All right, we've just lost Pat. There he is. I think he's coming back now.
Yeah, look, I forgot to switch my phone off, and I've got people that have got stuff on that are calling me, you know, and sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. Yeah, no worries. Great. All right. So we've talked about, you know, controlling what you can control and shifting your mindset and doing something to keep yourself active. What do you think the future looks like? Okay, so apart from the bad side of things, okay, there's going to be a fallout from this. We understand that. What do you think the new world looks like for leaders and for business owners, and what are the things that we should be looking towards?
Look, I think the world will move more and more over into the online online. Yep. I think the world will hopefully be less reliant on China and deal with them for what they've created. I think there'll be some emerging leaders politically and in the sciences that will probably shock and concern us. I think travel will never be the same again. Do I believe it will be better?
Talk more about that, because, I mean, travel's a big part of what you and I do.
Yeah, look, I don't think you're going
to... How do you think that's going to change?
Look, I don't have a crystal ball, but I believe that there'll be restrictions on health. It's like 9/11. As soon as 9/11 hit, all the security went up. All that's going to be at a higher level, you know. I don't know. Maybe every time you go through an airport, you're going to get, you know, tested for your temperature. I don't know. But it won't be the same. And if I had a crystal ball, I would say probably more online, some emerging leaders. I think there'll be some new movements started, both good and bad. I think we will probably move more and more to global currency. I do believe that. I do believe that we'll probably move more and more to and you can look at it now through a cashless society. I think that's part of the big agenda, to be honest with you. And that can scare people, but it's just how it's going to be. I mean, you look now, I mean, I can't even go to the bank and get X amount of money out, because right now, where you go, you can't touch, you can't do. I think we'll move towards all that. Just be careful if they ask you to get a microchip in your hand or your forehead.
Indeed.
just a little bit of a warning out there. I read it somewhere that that's possible. And people laugh about that, but... And people laugh.
I know the technology exists, and it's definitely possible.
But if they said to you, you get a vaccine, without this vaccine, you cannot travel, you can't buy, you can't sell.
Wow. There you go.
Well,
who knows?
But who knows? But we're doing that now without a vaccine. Without And people can, you're not going to fight it. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to respond? If that came in tomorrow in this country, I can tell you right now, people would be lining up worse, better than along the lines in Centrelink for people to get, because they don't want this. And you've got to decide, is this what I want? You know, and this is, and we've got to be prepared for that. And how is your response going to be? See, you got to make your decisions in wide open spaces, not when they come to you, you know.
Sure. No, that's good. You've got to think about these things. So I agree with you. I think more and more we're going to go online, and we're seeing that, you know, even with churches and businesses are having to adapt online. I read something recently from Mark Zuckerberg where he talked about the nature of community online and why he thinks that his whole vision for having an online community has not really turned out the way that he anticipated. And he made a reference to churches, and he said, I think probably the reason why churches and those sorts of organizations work is because they have a pastor, they have someone that cares for them and brings them together on a regular basis. And he sort of hinted at the idea that if we were going to be able to achieve online community properly, we're going to need people to become mentors and pastors online. What do you think about that kind of idea and thought, and how do you think that role will shape itself? I mean, are we already seeing that? We've got a lot of online coaches and a lot of online mentors.
You're already seeing it. I mean, Joel Osteen's got 4 million hits last Sunday on his streaming, and I know the Hillsong hitting close to 1 million. There's two sides of that. And coming from Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, the guy's a genius, but he also scares the living daylights out of me. people like him, and I just got my little opinion here, but I think people like him and Gates, they're looking for a global leader that can lead.
Right.
They're looking for a one leader. I mean, it just... Yeah. And that can be really scary. And so the human spirit was never meant to live in isolation. Yeah. And the human spirit was built to respond to a voice. Fear is voice activated. Faith is voice activated. Adam and Eve were doing quite well as they were listening to, as long as they listened to one voice in the garden. When another voice came in, it sort of messed things up a little bit. And so Zuckerberg is right in that the church, where it's different, is it needs someone to lead them, gather them together. And we've seen this both in the good and in the bad throughout history. I mean, Hitler, have a look at that. Then you got Churchill. Then you got Gandhi. Then you got JFK. And it just seems that now that our platform is larger and wider and can get more of a reach. So there will be a greater emergence of online leaders, believe me. It will happen. It's already happening now. And
absolutely.
And then, sadly, it's one of my favourite posts is, you know, we used to have the village idiot. Now the buggers are gone global.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Tarun. But got time for one more, Tarun. We've got these backup.
All right, fantastic. Well, you know what? What I'm going to do is I just want to close it out with, you know, if anybody wants to find out more about what you're doing and, you know, just maybe follow the work that you're doing. I know you're making a lot of changes and you're innovating through this process. Where can they find you?
If they go to www.maciti.com, www.maciti.com, everything is there. There's videos they can download, resources they can get. We're right now in the middle of a 30 days and 30K, 30Ks and 30-day challenge. And all they got to do is the www.maciti.com/30K challenge. And it's all there, lots of free content for them. And you never know, we might have to get the likes of Tarun on there as well, giving some content. So.
No worries at all. And you've got a new YouTube channel too, don't you?
We do. We have our new YouTube channel. It's just gone off the charts. And
great.
It's just you know, Pat Maciti YouTube. It's all there for anyone that wants to join up, man.
Great. We're going to put the links in the description. Thank you so much for your time, Pat. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You're a champion. Right. Love those. Love those guitars back there. We need a jam, bro.
We should. Absolutely.
Blessings, Darren.
All right. Take care.
God bless.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you got a ton of value out of that. Don't forget to like, comment, and share with somebody who you think will benefit. And make sure you check the description for the free resources that I want to send your way to help you in your growth journey. Until next time, I'm Tarun Stevenson, helping you lead, communicate, and grow to your full potential.